Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got another great get-together happening at Stratford Perth Museum. This one's called Paranormal Investigation Workshop. Joining us in the studio, of course, from Stratford Perth Museum, Kelly McIntosh is here, and Jacob James from Folder 5 Paranormal is also joining us here in the studio. Good morning to both of you. Welcome, welcome.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Jacob, great to be meeting with you. Great to be chatting with you. Let's talk about what's happening tomorrow evening at the Stratford Perth Museum. What's going on?
Well, we're doing a big old paranormal investigation for the community in a kind of a group form. And it's, you know, it's an opportunity for those people who are either, you know, curious about it, people who watch those ghost hunting shows on TV with the night vision cameras and the haunted houses and all the interesting equipment to detect the paranormal. I've been working professionally on a show for 5 years. Five seasons, I should say, in Nova Scotia called Haunted on East Link.
Okay.
And so I'm just hoping to, bring a little bit of the knowledge and skill that I've acquired along the way. Again, I'm not Gandalf of ghost hunting, I do have some things I might be able to pass on to some people who are at a more beginning stage of it. But it should be a fun night. We've investigated the museum before with my YouTube channel, Folder 5.
Yeah, okay.
Please subscribe. And we yielded some pretty startling anomalies.
Okay.
I'm a skeptical believer, so, you know, I like to say anomalies because they're unexplained.
Yes.
Maybe not unexplainable.
Fair enough. So this is happening tomorrow evening. That's April 25th, 8 p.m. through till 11 p.m. into your evening. What are some of the things you're going to be touching on? Because there's such a fascination with the paranormal these days.
I like to classify, in theory, into three sort of categories. You've got residual hauntings, which is with the lady in white walks from this room to that room at 3 a.m. every morning, and it's kind of like a video on loop. Do you know what I mean? Whereas then there's another category of intelligent hauntings, which are unseen beings that can see and hear us, and and then the third, which I'm pretty sure we probably won't encounter at the museum, but there can be kind of what some people think might be on the darker side of things, which is when you start seeing cupboards opening, things moving. They classify that as a kind of a poltergeist, but I investigate with a real ethical code, and that's another thing I really want to pass on to people is that there's a lot of people are frightened about this, but there's a safe and authentic way to do this. We're gonna play with a bunch of different devices. We're gonna look at EVP, electronic voice phenomena, which is dog whistles. We know dogs are hearing them. We are not. There's frequency of sound we can't hear with our naked ear. So we have equipment that allows us to record on those frequencies, and then we play them back later. I mean, for example, I've had some pretty crazy ones over the years. My friend Jane asked a question: do you stay here all the time? Are you following Jacob around? And we got a recording of a child's voice going, "I'm following Jacob," and we didn't hear it with our naked ear, but when we played it back, so there'll be EVP. There'll be a bit of visual investigation using infrared cameras, full spectrum light cameras. They're showing a spectrum of light we can't see with our naked eye. And then on top of that, we'll probably, in a very safe and respectful way, dabble with the Ouija board. I've become kind of they call me the Ouija master on the show on Haunted. Hopefully, my thinking is to give everybody the opportunity to try to maybe potentially contact somebody they've lost, or ask any, you know, questions about the afterlife that they might have. You know, I always ask what happens after we die, and I'm getting the feeling we're not allowed to know. And that seems to be the inference. But what I am getting is that the majority of the anomalous voices are telling us that the afterlife is better than what they expected. So that's encouraging.
Okay, so it is the Paranormal Investigation Workshop featuring Jacob James. That's happening tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And Jacob, I imagine, do you get all types of people, those that are really into it, absolutely fascinated, and do you get the skeptics as well, those who are really questioning?
Yes, you do. You know, I'm an actor primarily. I worked at the Stratford Festival for, I did seven seasons there. And people, as you know, they they meet you, and then if you mention you're an actor, suddenly they kind of change a little bit, and the conversation changes. And I was not prepared for when I mentioned to people that I'm a paranormal investigator. Immediately, almost, you are regaled with every ghost story that anyone's ever had, you know, which I love. I get it, but Sorry, I got a little off track.
In terms of the skeptics out there, are the people really questioning?
Yes, there are definitely skeptics out there. In fact, just the other day, a dear friend of mine, you know, we were talking. He was like, "Oh, you got the workshop coming over," and then at the end, he's like, "But it's all make believe, right?" And I'm like, "And you know, I used to be the person that would try to convince him or argue, but I've kind of let go of that, and I just kind of went, okay, you know, whatever you want
to. Well, come to the workshop and find out."
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But you know, ultimately, Jamie, the thing is, I think when it comes to that, we're exploring the unknown, right? Like I talked about the dog whistles. We know there are things going on that we're not perceiving, right? Whether or not they're actually ghosts or what, I can't measure that scientifically. But what I can tell you is that there are beings, for lack of a better term, that can see and hear us that we can't see and hear. So my curiosity and my exploration really comes into the question of then what's our relationship and what are we participating in that we're unaware we're participating in.
So, okay, it's one night only. It is happening tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock at the Stratford Perth Museum. Let's get to Kelly on with all the details. Tickets are still available. How can people pick up tickets for this?
So there's only a few left.
Okay.
I think when people heard that Jacob James, the incredible actor. I mean, what a community that we live in, that we can have this space where people like Jacob can come and play. So there's only a few tickets left. You can head to our website or our Instagram on our Linktree. Please come out. And know as well, we also are offering a historical tour of the museum as part of the paranormal investigation, where Megan Patterson, our manager of programs and education, has collected all these kind of stories that you're talking about that people have shared that have happened at the museum. So that's going to be a wonderful thing as well.
All right.
And Jamie, if you don't mind, I just wanted to mention coming up, a wonderful event that's become twice yearly. The Indigenous Art Market and Cultural Fair is coming up May the 10th at the museum. It is free for everyone. The museum is completely free to visit. It's free to participate. Just get in touch with us. I think we still have some room for vendors. We're doing it rain or shine, indoors, outdoors. It's going to be a cultural celebration and a wonderful day. So I just wanted to promote that one.
Absolutely. And we should mention there's the volunteer open house set to go on Sunday. Is that right?
You are so on it, Jamie Cottle. Yes, that's right. We do. We're having a, you know, if you're already a volunteer at the museum, we love you. We want to give you some love when you come on Sunday. And we're also looking for people. There's so many different things you can do at the museum, from helping with the parking to working in the collections to volunteer bartending. We need you. We love you. Please support us and come on out.
Yeah, and help out with all these types of programs for sure. Okay, let's get Jacob on one more time. Let's talk about your YouTube site. It is Folder 5. Paranormal. You can just find it on YouTube, sort of thing.
Yep. Just type in a search for Folder 5 Paranormal, and it's sort of a new fledgling kind of a channel. I built it for, you know, because you know, there's usually a 6 month gap between shooting seasons for the show in Nova Scotia, and I just love it too much, and I want to keep doing it. So, and what's cool is that we've hit some places in Stratford that I've always wanted to invest. We've already done the old church restaurant, the Revival House now, Stratford Perth Museum, of course. We've done the Discovery Center on the festival grounds and many others. And what's more is that I'm using people in the community. They're coming and joining me. So, you know, like later on we have the Avon coming up, and I'm going to assemble some of my, actor friends from the Stratford Festival that have history. And I'm always looking for people in the community who are curious about it that want to join me for future episodes of shooting locally.
All right. And if folks want to reach out, what's the best way?
Folder 5 Paranormal?
Yeah,
if you want to reach out to Folder 5 Paranormal in terms of anything, it's just simply folder5paranormal@gmail.com.
Perfect. Paranormal Investigation Workshop featuring Jacob James. It's happening tomorrow night. Just a few tickets left. StratfordPerthMuseum.ca at Stratford Perth Museum. Kelly and Jacob, thanks so much, and great success tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie.